Yeah, sweet. Okay.
Okay, welcome back to the Digital Creators Podcast. I'm here in the Camilla Gallery with the wonderful Camilla. Welcome.
Hello.
Camilla is the founder of Camilla Gallery. She is a philanthropist, entrepreneur, and art collector who is passionate about art education. Camilla was born in Lithuania and moved to Perth in 2011 after traveling the world for the appreciation of contemporary art, with a vision to bring some of the most established contemporary artists to Australia. Camilla Gallery is a contemporary art gallery showcasing exceptional Australian and international artists, making a significant and distinguished mark on the city's cultural life. This gallery has a focus on sustainability, accessibility, and education. And in this episode, we're going to find out more about Camilla's story, the Camilla Gallery, why art is important, the art scene in Perth, young artists in Perth, accessibility for the art community, sustainability within the arts, and how you can support the art scene in your city and more. So just starting off, tell us about, you know, your story from the beginning. You were born in Lithuania. How did you discover your passion for the arts?
I was always collecting posters, collecting memories, collecting travel moments. And finally, I realized that I had a collection of 100 paintings before I had a home. And I always thought I would love to share it, not keep it in my house, but I would love to share it with the community, with others. And I thought there is something very, very important behind the painting. There is a story of the artist that I wanted to share with the rest of the world. And that inspired me to open a contemporary art gallery in Perth, from Australia. And this currently we are at Camilla Gallery at the State Buildings, in one of the most iconic building in the city of Perth. And this is the third gallery space I have opened since 2011.
And were you involved in the art scene in Lithuania as well?
I was entrepreneur in Lithuania. I was working, I was in political party, I had a car painting shop, I had different businesses, even a paint shop where I would be selling paint. But I guess it was a journey to find yourself to be part of the art. And my inspiration developed for the art traveling to Art Basel. It's one of the largest international art fair, and if people not familiar with it or haven't visited, I think it's a life-changing experience for anyone with an interest of contemporary art. And my journey started in Miami, where after lots of parties and being engaged in the arts, I woke up in the morning and I took this bus tour. And the bus tour took you to some of the most established art foundations in the world. And what I saw there was life-changing for me, because I understood that I would love to bring this vision to where I live in the city of Perth. And I started dreaming about running a contemporary art gallery in the city and bringing culture to the city of Perth.
And can you tell us how art influences culture?
I think without the art, we would be living in cultural desert. I think art is the fundamental part of the city, of humans connecting, either it's visual art, music, ballet, performance, all the forms of art bring inner awareness inside us. And especially living in Perth, I think without the arts, we would be living in a mining town. And therefore, I live, breathe, create culture in the city.
And why did you choose Perth specifically to open your gallery? You know, this more, you know, there's cities like Sydney and Melbourne, which is kind of known more for their arts and cultural scene. Why did you come to Perth, which is one of the most isolated cities?
So I'm from the most central part of Europe, and Lithuania is the center of Europe. Where coming to Australia is Australia Perth is the most isolated city in the world. And it's interesting because life takes you on a journey, yes, and you never know where you're going to end up. So my journey is a very personal one. I have a family in Perth. I have two children, and this is their home. And I always wanted them to experience what I have experienced. I grew up dancing ballet. I was dancing ballet in opera and ballet theater. So culture was always part of my life. And I wanted to create this vision for other children who haven't experienced that. And changing culture, instead of cultural desert, creating a cultural awareness in the city.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that a lot of artists and people who appreciate art, they still sort of come to Perth because it's such a amazing city to live. Like, it's a very family sort of a great city to have a family, and because it's safe, you know, good economy, good government, that sort of thing. But yeah, in terms of, yeah, it's definitely not a hot spot for creative businesses and for like the unseen. I always felt that there's something lacking here in the city, as someone who has traveled internationally as well. So I think, yeah, would you say that's maybe the family part is what you kind of drawing you here as well? Just mostly that's kind of why you came here, or did you see something lacking and you wanted to change it, or?
I love nature, everything about being in nature, living next to the ocean, having sun every day of your life. This is a big part why I'm here. And I think if we can bring two worlds together, living in the most sustainable city in the world, bringing component of art element, we can have this perfect bubble in the world. But it takes few elements to be together. It's arts, culture, nature, ocean, and freedom, living in absolute freedom.
And what changes specifically would you like to see happen in this city of Perth?
I find that we have lots of different bubbles, and in Perth, when I came to live in this place, I found a lot of people are connected in different environments, but they haven't really reconnected being all together. So I think us all connecting for the same vision, bringing more awareness within each other. This is my dream for Perth. And educating people about for appreciation of contemporary art. This is my one of the most important missions why I do what I do.
Just from talking to other people on this podcast, yeah, I've found, you know, that art and creativity isn't really valued here as much as other cities. I've found reasons for this is maybe the influence of possibly mining on our economy. I think that that's is where we get most of our GDP from. So you get have a lot of businesses, and like the city is kind of built on that industry. And I know a lot of people, you know, in Perth, it's quite popular to be, you know, a FIFO worker. You fly out, and their values just aren't on the arts community. I think a lot of people just don't see the value in investing in the arts, whether it's the government or individuals. So how can we make the general public passionate about the arts and really value creativity in this city?
I always question, what do you support? And if you support mining, if you support certain causes like the clothes you buy, the food you eat, is the end product what you support. And therefore, I think there is nothing greater to support rather than artists, because they bring awareness. They bring awareness about climate change. They bring awareness what sustainability means. They bring awareness fun things within communities. So this is the core what I do. It's supporting the causes and supporting people behind the paintings, supporting people behind the canvases, because they are creatives. And without supporting the creatives, we cannot have a multicultural city that is thriving, that is creative, that is always something happening in the city, because what you support, that's where you live. Yeah.
I often think about, just as someone who's traveled, and you've traveled quite a bit as well, something that draws me to the city personally is like the art scene. And I think for everybody who travels, they want to see something different. They want to be inspired. And I think the arts is just very much a part of that. Like, and I think when people come here, you know, like Perth is seen as a boring city. You hear that a lot. And I personally think that's to do with how we're not valuing art as much as a community, and maybe the government isn't as invested in the creative arts scene as much. But I think to really be a city that people want to travel to, the art is something that we should invest in, whether it's public art or art events. And there are amazing events happening in the city, but I think I would like to see more of them. Do you think about maybe international people coming here and how they view the city?
One of Camilla Gallery's main goals is bringing awareness for contemporary art, as well bringing some of the leading international artists, the local artists, Aboriginal artists, and having this space where art thrives. That's why it's important to invest in the community. Yes, it's important to go to the galleries. It's important to view the exhibitions as well, to share. I think sharing the knowledge. I've seen this exhibition there. I've seen some creatives working in certain spaces. I think people talking about it and sharing the knowledge is what connects us. And art galleries not just being confined within their own bubble and showing just the artists that we show, but also them exposing each other, people telling where something is happening. That's a lot of what happens in international art field. I think institutions share about the smaller galleries share events that happen together. We miss this connection in Perth, and I want to connect people to the spaces, because Camilla Gallery is accessible to anyone with an interest in contemporary art. Doesn't matter you're a buyer, appreciator, you're a child, like you're 3-year-old or 7-year-old. We have a story for everyone in here.
Yeah, I absolutely felt that as soon as I came to the gallery, and when I met you, you were just so open to talk to me, talk about the art, introduce me to people. It was obvious you wanted to just connect me with the community and connect others with the arts community. Because I personally found, as a young artist growing up in Perth, it's so hard to meet people in the arts scene, and there's very few people that are kind of open to introduce you to others and, you know, connect the dots. And I think it's so important what you're doing, and I think it's something that I want to see more in this arts community, just connect people, because I do feel like there's a definite disconnect, especially in Perth, as you're saying, there's these bubbles, whether it's art communities or artists themselves, or maybe art galleries. Do you feel this disconnect?
Yes, coming to Perth from When I started the gallery, I used to have people coming in and say, they show only European artists because I was not from here and I had an accent. And I believe this space can become a space that doesn't have a color, race, accent, age differences, the way you look, the way you dress, like how your body looks. I believe that this space is accessible for everyone, everyone with an interest in the arts. And breaking these stereotypes and prejudices also important for me. It's something that drives me because I think also through yoga practice, I have been doing yoga for the last more than 10 years. And through yoga practice, it's about being open and also learning to let go. And being open to possibilities that come into your life, being aware is so important. And I think in everything we do, it doesn't matter which industry you are, just being open to possibilities, opportunities is something that drives us further.
I think there's this stigma around art where people, you know, maybe they're entering a gallery space, and I definitely feel this with certain galleries where you feel like, oh, maybe I can't come and appreciate this art because I don't know enough about art in general. I'm not an artist. I haven't studied art. So, you know, maybe I'm not fit to come and have a look or appreciate or have a conversation about the art. Yeah, I'd like to see this stigma removed. I think everybody can appreciate art. Everybody has their own interpretation of art. They have their own perspective. And I think that's really important, whether you're involved in the art scene or if you're new to the art scene or you're not really involved. I think everyone's perspective is important. Doesn't matter your age or ethnicity or background or whatever, but if you have your own perspective, and yeah, that's important. I've noticed even with kids, you posted some videos of like kids talking about the art, and I think that was really interesting and cool and special. Yeah,
I would like to show world through the children's eyes. I have two little girls, 5 and 7 years old, and the way they see the world is absolutely beautiful. And if we could all see the world in these childlike eyes, especially when you look at the art. And sometimes you don't need to understand the meaning behind it. Yeah, it's just interpreting and being open. What you see in the painting and laughing from your own perception is a great way to look at art. And asking questions. I think it's important always to ask questions when you come to the gallery. Say, what is this about? Who is this artist? What does he mean? Because the galleries have always very close connection to the artist. And we can tell you more about the artist, his background, why this painting is black or white. Yes, and without asking questions, it's almost impossible to know. And children education is also one of our most important ethos, because having a sign, do not touch, is a very, very important message. People, when someone tells you don't do it, the kids are even more excited to do it and touch it. And I think that's about the beauty of the young soul, because they don't have a fear to touch it. They don't have a fear to try and engage into the surroundings around them. When we grow up, like, we're afraid to touch it, to be there, and even to ask questions, we become afraid to touch it. That's why I want to come back to these boundaries and saying that art is accessible to everyone. And I see artists, they paint from the floor, they splash, they step on their paintings. They're not as precious about the art when they're creating it. And I think this perception and this barrier between the art gallery and people collecting art and thinking art is something I cannot access just because it's there on the wall, and maybe it has a price point behind it that is not very accessible. It's something that we want to break. We partner with Art Money, and Art Money is a great platform to acquire art within 10 months and it's interest-free for the buyer. So there is a way to own some of the best contemporary art without necessarily having to just have it as a dream. Yes, the art is accessible. If you try to find a way how to access it, there are prints. So if you're a young person and you want to collect, you can start with the prints and you can own a print. And maybe next 10 years time, you will be able to have original piece like one by one of the artists we represent. But if you really dream about something, I think there is a way. And especially one day my dream was to have a collection of art. And today it is a reality. One day was my dream to run a contemporary art gallery in the state buildings in the city. And I would be looking up and dreaming about this vision. This vision today is true. And we are showing some of the most established artists like Harif Guzman. He is my friend as well. He is known for incredible exhibitions around the world. And he's spent a lot of time in New York and Berlin. And all the art he knows about him. So this dream is here in the gallery, and you are most welcome to come in and have a look at it and appreciate it yourself and maybe make these dreams yours.
Yeah, I think having galleries and like more accessible to everybody is really important, because I think that is one way we can have a city like Perth, you know, appreciate art more, because I think maybe they feel like they're disconnected from the arts. They feel like maybe the arts community isn't welcoming to them because they feel like, you know, that they don't know enough. But I think it's that making it accessible is definitely a way to help the arts community grow here, and connecting the dots, connecting people, having galleries, you know, collaborate, come together. I think it's this coming together institutions and people and communities within the arts that'll help the arts thrive, because I do feel as young artists and talking to other young artists, they just feel like they have to do it all themselves, have to do everything themselves. And I think we should be helping young artists thrive. As a young artist in Perth, I think it's good we have, you know, schools that are integrating the arts, such as John Curtin, which is a high school in Fremantle. I was a part of their arts program. There's also like Applecross High School, which has the arts program there. I think that's really important. And having arts at the university level is great as well. We have some great courses in the university, but I just think we need that extra level. I think young artists need that extra level of support. So that's why I think it's so important, what you're doing with making this gallery accessible, making everybody feel welcome to come here, valuing education. And, you know, you also host some events here as well for some artist talks.
We always do openings at the gallery, every exhibition, and you're most welcome to join our circle, which is our big circle of people interested in contemporary art. And on Camilla Gallery website, there is a link where you can access. And then we invite people always to join our exhibitions and events. Sometimes we host parties, we host artist talks at the gallery, which is another way to learn, to be part of the community, and maybe even express your interest to show. We have three art galleries around Camilla Gallery, which is Sweet Pea, More Contemporary, and Art Collective. They all show different programs, and we all connect with different ways together. So I think if there is a will, there is a way.
Mm-hmm. And what advice would you give to young artists who want to be involved in the community, they want to get their work out there, and maybe they want to be exhibited in a gallery, that sort of thing? What advice would you give to them?
I think talking is one of the most important part of being an artist. Sometimes artists, they can't represent themselves and they can't talk well enough. But I think coming into the gallery, introducing themselves and having a strong profile, yes, strong profile of what you do, showing what have you created and presenting that profile to the galleries. Either it's now, 5 years in time or 5 years in time. I think if you're dedicated and you have a strong vision what you create, there is always opportunity to have an exhibition with the gallery. But you have to start somewhere. And I think introducing yourself is a very important part of an artist's journey.
For young artists, having an exhibition can be like an expensive thing. What advice would you give to artists that want to, maybe have their own exhibition? Do you know of art programs or art grants or institutions, or how can having an exhibition be more accessible for young artists in Perth, if you have advice for that?
Usually group shows is a great way to start as a young artist. And if you have a group of people that are together, so creating an exhibition with few artists together is a very nice way to introduce yourself. And even printing, I think printed material is always important. Printing a flyer and bringing to all the galleries and inviting people to see this exhibition is another important step to becoming more established artists. I've seen some great artists who just started in their small apartment and doing canvases themselves, stretching themselves. Eventually, a few years later, they become soloists with very strong exhibitions. Like Harith Guzman, he at one point in his life, he was homeless and he was just tagging streets of New York. He had a skateboard. Eventually, people started noticing him. They noticed what he does. He was visual. He was screaming. He was seen. He was probably angry and hungry. And he had that need for him to express his hunger through the art. And people started noticing it. He has been seen everywhere in New York. Eventually, he started to collect it. Now he works with major fashion brands like Tommy Hilfiger, Balcom, and he didn't give up. I think most important, do not give up on your dreams. And it's so easy sometimes to let everything go and look for the money side, yes, or look for easier avenues than giving up on your dream. And I guess it's a tricky part for everyone in life. Like you sometimes feel ready to give up, but like just that next little step further can get you there. And eventually, if you're dedicated, someone will notice you. You just need to keep pushing.
Yeah, I think for Harith, it was, definitely a long journey to get to where he is, and it definitely didn't happen overnight. So I think, yeah, just keep working on your craft and keep creating, kind of tap into your passion and just keep going. But I think it is hard for every artist, because you're always going against the grain in a way. You're trying to pursue your passion, but in life we have to earn a living and have all these other things that can affect your craft. But I think if you're really passionate and you're going to sort of keep going with it.
I think thinking global, we live in a small bubble, but the world is a big place, yes? Not when you want to clean it. Then it becomes a bigger place to clean this beautiful world. But I think having global vision and a focus, knowing exactly what you're doing and where you're going, it's a journey for the artist. Well, sometimes being open and just creating and let it flow.
Yeah. Do you think it matters where you live in the world if you want to make it as an artist? Harith was born and grew up in New York, which is, I would say it's a creative capital of the world, like London and that sort of thing. Definitely a major city. Do you think artists should move to one of these creative capitals, or do you think they can be in Perth and make it as well?
Perth is not the worst place for the artist. I guess where you live absolutely matters. And my journey coming to Australia is also in search of finding a better place to make your dreams come true. So I guess every artist has to find his own place, make his dreams come true. But it's who you have around who supports you. And the bigger the place, the more support you can find, the more appreciation for contemporary art. And there is a history. In Europe, we have a history of collecting art, appreciation for on the art, the same as New York and major capital cities in the world, where Perth is only 200 years old city. So how can we expect to have this culture? Culture is now. Culture is what we create here. But we have a lot of wealth in Perth, which gives opportunity to achieve your dream. And now we have one more gallery here, which is another addition to every artist's dream.
When was this gallery founded?
Gallery was founded in 2019, just when COVID happened.
Okay. And so it's quite new.
It's 3 years now, but because I was always traveling with an interest of contemporary art and coming back after World Economic Forum to Perth, all the artists started coming to me and saying, oh, like we cannot show the work anymore, we cannot ship it internationally. So I was, instead of being scared and thinking, oh, everything is closing, I thought, okay, so let's do it. We need to open a gallery in Perth while we're going to be closed for another 2 years. And we were in a very lucky place to be that we didn't have to cancel one exhibition or one event at the gallery. And we continued for 2 years, and it was a great time to establish the gallery. And when the borders opened up, we went straight into international field, and that's what we have. This is our Perth exhibition with Berlin-based artists.
Mm-hmm. Which other artists have you exhibited in this gallery?
We have a range of Australian and international artists. Ian Daniel, he used to work in London together with Anish Kapoor doing his sculptural works. Now he lives in Western Australia in Margaret River. And he draws life-size ocean animals.
Mm.
His paintings is a reflection of the ocean and almost like emergency warnings to the nature that is about to be extinct. So he is one of our artists that we show here, as well as Caroline Christie Coxon, incredible female artist who has been drawing circle for the last 20 years. We have Casper Fairhall, who has works in the Art Gallery, Western Australia, National Gallery of Australia. He's working on his solo exhibition in the gallery now, and a range of Indigenous artists as well. We always showcase mix of, we believe that all art belongs together. It doesn't matter if it's Aboriginal, Australian, international. As long as it's exceptional art, we want to share it and we want to show it here.
Mm-hmm. When did the Harif Guzman exhibition start, and how long is it on until?
Exhibition started 1st of June, and exhibition closes 30th of June. So you still have another week to preview the show at the state buildings. And 1st of July, we're doing a big event at the gallery.
What is your process to bringing these artists here? And do you have to have a connection with them? Is there maybe some sort of agency that has contact with them so you can bring their work here? I'm not actually sure how galleries work too much, so maybe you can enlighten me.
There is a journey. I think every gallery and every gallerist has a very personal journey. For me, Harif is a friend, a personal friend, and I met him first time in Zurich, then in Mykonos, and we had this interesting interaction where he painted on my handbag, and I was just very happy to have his signature on my handbag. And I told to my friend, I would love to show him in the gallery. And a year later, his exhibition is here. And a lot of art is a very personal connection, because I think unless I can tell the story of the artist, people will not reflect it strongly. So we always try to find these connections, and as well, the meanings behind the work. It is very important for us, like what the artist is talking about, his reflection to nature, his reflection to this world. And we try to showcase the stories of the artist through their art.
And I personally, what I love about Harif's work is that he was, you know, originally a street artist and he was graffitiing New York City. And I think views on graffiti is changing. I can say this because recently I was just in Hong Kong at the K11 Mall, which is this mall in Hong Kong that sort of combines art and retail. And they had this street art exhibition with photography works by Martha Cooper and famous world-renowned graffiti artists like Kors and lots of other NYC artists. Keith Haring, original Keith Haring was there as well.
I think they had also Basquiat.
Basquiat, yeah. Oh, you know, yeah. And they even had this robot or somebody like graffitiing on the wall, and I thought that was quite interesting. So now you see like these graffiti artists, which were sort of first vilified, I guess, by society because, you know, they're damaging property and that sort of thing. But now, you know, Harif's work is in international art gallery, so I think it's an interesting polarity that I see. So what is your, are you interested in graffiti as an art form, and is that something that interests you, and maybe is that why you kind of wrote his work here as well?
I think street art is always very current. It shows you the place. If you travel around the world and you follow what's written on the walls, what's written in the undergrounds, you can feel the mood of the city. You can feel what people living, what they're feeling, if they're free, if they're confined. And I guess these artists who dare to go at night and paint or during the day, but they are the most vulnerable, but also they have this strong need to say what they say. That's why bringing back into the gallery these artists, I think it's very interesting to bring them back, because this is the most current. And one of our projects is Out from the Streets that we want to create. We want to bring all the street artists together to the gallery spaces and show what they have to say. I love all forms of arts, and it doesn't matter. I think it doesn't matter which background you come from, as long as you're exceptional and as long as you're driven and you have strong message, and as well as if your work is beautiful. I think beauty is so understated in our world. Art is still about beauty. It's not about the price point behind the work. It's not about how established the artist was. I think we forget to look at the painting. Is it really beautiful? Is it beauty? And that's what art is for me. It's making a place beautiful, making every world more beautiful around us.
Yeah. Because from traveling to other countries, there is something about street art that makes the city feel alive, and I agree with you, I feel like street artists are very honest. They want to share their feelings, they want to put it on a wall, and it kind of gives an imprint on the street about how people are feeling, what they're really feeling, and I think Hearst's is It's definitely one of the cleanest, safest cities in the world, but I think you don't see a lot of street art. I don't think people should be like doing street art everywhere, but I think we should have more spaces in the city where street artists can express themselves more, walls that are available to paint. Like, I think it gives more life to the city. As someone who's traveled the world and seen street art, do you feel the same way? Maybe there's street art, an appreciation for street art lacking here in Perth?
I think Miami is probably the most creative cities in the world, reflecting to the street art. Every building, every corner, every pavement is part of the arts in Miami, and that's why it makes the city so engaging. And they have lots of museums, even museum for children's art, museum for contemporary, for black art. So it all connects. And when I cycle in Perth, sometimes I see people cleaning graffiti from the streets or from the pavement. And I think, ah, oh, interesting. Interesting journey, because we're all about erasing something. And even I think sometimes when we teach children to write with a pencil, because it can be erased very easily if you make a mistake. Sometimes mistakes are for a memory, yes? You tag a mistake to remember what happened at that place at a certain time. And I guess, yes, we need to create more opportunities to these people to expose, like certain areas, maybe designated areas just for the street art, so everyone can paint and paint on top of it and
Yeah, less
talk
solid.
about.
Because when I'm walking around, there is a lot of like empty walls. And when something is on the wall and it fills the wall, I think it's some sort of expression. It makes you think. Maybe it'll form like a new idea, a new perspective from seeing that. And yeah, definitely from traveling other cities, it makes walking around so much more interesting. And yeah, I think in Perth, we definitely try to erase graffiti as much as possible. So it'll be good to see more spaces that can be open for graffiti art to be expressed. Yeah.
Kyle Hughes-Rogers is one of the artists who started as a graffiti artist, and so he recently had solo exhibition at our gallery space, and he works on large murals in Australia and around the world. And there is nothing more beautiful when you drive on the freeway and next to Skytech you see these two beautiful people painted on a large mural sharing love. And I think it always reflects me back to the gallery, like the art is not belongs this not just at the gallery. It belongs in the street. It belongs in the heart. Yes, because art is how you feel about it. It's another language, the way you talk. And the beauty about art, because we can talk the same language all over the world. It is the language of positivity, love, feelings, and that's why I cannot live without art. It's part of something that you see much deeper rather than you can express with the words.
Exactly. Yeah, I think there's something so honest about art because it's about expression. And yeah, sometimes it's you're expressing something that you can't really say. And just like graffiti or any sort of art form, there's a level of honesty that I think people can connect with. And I think that's why, yeah, art is so important. You're also a philanthropist. Can you tell us more about your works in philanthropy and that sort of thing?
Like Andy Warhol said, I never read, I just look at pictures. And supporting education is one of my strongest passions. Children education, as well as young women and young female education. And through the gallery, we expose, like, we invite people to do placements at the gallery. We also support emerging artists. And one of our next goals through Perth Art Foundation to invite young women to find ways that in the world to make their dreams come true without being confined to the stereotypes of the society, stereotypes, what you have to choose as a profession, and not necessarily that you didn't have education in that field, you cannot reach your dreams. Like, we want to empower, and empowering young women to become leaders, to become society leaders, is one of my very strong passions. Through Perf Art Foundation, we also working on bringing international exchange programs, inviting more international artists to Australia, as well as the local artists for the opportunities around the world. And we also trying to build a collection for the Perf Art Foundation, contemporary art collection that could be visible in the city of Perth.
Have you got any upcoming projects or anything like that that people can be involved to, or that sort of thing, or anything on the horizon?
We always update information on our website and Instagram on upcoming events and exhibitions, as well. We're looking on programming for the next year, so you can always look and stay in touch and see what's coming in the gallery. A few exciting exhibitions coming up, one by Jodie Nolens, an artist from Perth, currently based in Sydney, and she's working on powerful women, empowering women, how you have to look, how you have to dress, like stereotypes, yes, what makes you a strong woman. And she's working on her solo exhibition in the gallery, which will be very exciting coming up in August.
Okay. Camilla, thank you so much for talking with me. I think it's so important that we have these conversations and we get the message out of what you're doing and at the space here at Camilla Gallery. How can, I guess, people can check your website and also your Instagram as well to see what you're doing?
And the best way is to come to the state buildings and say hello and introduce yourself.
Yeah.
And so we also offer art lead program. So if that's a program where it offers, instead of owning the art, you can lead it for the period of time. So, and if you're not ready to buy, maybe you want to consider leasing one of these exciting paintings that we have in our large collection.
Actually, that reminds me of one more topic I wanted to ask you, was sort of the future of art. We're now entering, or have entered into, what's known as Web3, your virtual reality and augmented reality is becoming more and more a part of our everyday lives. What are your thoughts on NFT art, which is art that is a part of the blockchain? And Apple recently released a augmented reality headset, so you can kind of see things on the wall. I'm sure this is going to be a part of the art world. Do you think much about this? And what are your thoughts on the future of digital art? Because I think art is more and more becoming more digital as opposed to like real things on the wall.
I'm open to all forms of art, and I don't think too much about the future, because I believe the future is now. And this moment is your life. And I always try to choose how I want to spend my time. Either I look into the screen, or I actually walk into the gallery and appreciate the art that is there. I think we cannot escape. We cannot escape, but it's a very personal choice that you want to make. If you want to go into digital world and spend most of the time, or do you want a personal interaction with the galleries, where the people are in the gallery?
Mm.
I would always prefer personal interaction, and I always question, how does it make you feel, and does it have a soul? So if you find the soul in the art that you're looking at, I think that's the most important question. And I love looking with my eyes. And so that's why we're here. Yes? That's why we're in the gallery. and I invite people to come in and say hello. But of course, if you're in New York and you cannot come in, it's a great way to interact, like with the gallery being far away. But still, there is nothing greater than personal connection.
Yeah, I think so. So if you're a young press creative or just someone who's interested in art, you should definitely come into the Camilla Gallery and meet Camilla if she's in the space. I felt so welcome being here and meeting Camilla, so definitely should come in and check it out. And I'll be attending the upcoming events, so I'll leave the links down below for the website, the Instagram, and I'll be sharing their events on the social media pages for digital creators as well. So thank you once again.
Thank you. Pause supporting the art.